Good morning. My name is Tanola Oliver, behavioral scientist Tanola Oliver, and thank you so much for joining me on this edition of the Making of the Mogul radio show where the dream is free, but the hustle is sold separately. I wanted to jump on here just for one moment and talk about a picture that I posted of myself and Tupac Shakur. Everybody knows I love my hometown. The primary reason why I love my hometown is because I grew up in a neighborhood that where we were a very tight-knit group of individuals. I grew up in an environment where the men in the neighborhood basically they police their own neighborhood, right? I grew up in a neighborhood that reminded me of the Black Panther era, right? And so while my mom did a yeoman's job at raising me to be a young lady and placing me in the right programs and activities, it was really my brothers from the neighborhood that I grew up in Westwood, who helped to smooth the areas of my personality and who I was as a woman and as an individual. And it really reminded me later on as I began to study and more about the heritage, Black and African American heritage and culture and who we are as a people. It reminded me of the Black Panther era. And so I have such an affinity and a love for my hometown because of my brothers who really raised me, right? I posted the picture of Tupac Shakur and myself because I had a moment and I was just thinking back on my journey, right? As a professional, as a career woman, and where those lines of demarcation and those events that happened that sparked my interest as a behavioral scientist. Tupac Shakur was one of those individuals that I admired growing up. I admired his artistic ability as a rapper, as well as I admired his intellect and his ability to be able to combine the intersectionality of growing up in urban America and interjecting his experiences with his intellect, right? And so I was really very, very fond of him. The day that I met him, right? Cincinnati, Ohio, Cincinnati and Dayton are very it's probably a 45-minute distance. I lived a number of years in Cincinnati, Ohio. What drew me to move to Cincinnati, Ohio, is because I had a number of historical events in my life that took place right in Cincinnati, Ohio, and it just felt like an addition and an extension of a place that I could refer to as home. And so I moved to Cincinnati, Ohio. I met Tupac Shakur in Cincinnati, Ohio, and it was a moment that really sparked an interest in me for further understanding the component around my mother's own story, and the component around women and their relationship with their sons. And though my mother raised a daughter, right? And was very intentional about making sure every time I left the house, my mother would always say, be a lady, be a lady, be a lady. I always had some wanting to know more about the relationship between mothers, single mothers, and their sons. And how, and it was definitely the artistic ability of Tupac Shakur that sparked that interest within me, right? Because a woman can definitely raise another woman, but what happens when a woman is forced to raise a son or a man, right? And so it sparked my interest about the resiliency of not just single mothers, but the resiliency of sons and their ability to overcome specific situations in their life. And you know that I have a lifetime of research study around the dynamics, group dynamics, community leadership, things of that nature, what male leadership looks like, the component around female leadership, with an emphasis on African American women. I did not have an opportunity to complete that study. I ended up shifting into the component of leadership of Black and any race of male leadership as a component of what it looks like to matriculate from boyhood into leadership roles, right? When I met Tupac Shakur, the reason it sparked my interest in the relationship between a man that was raised by a single mother household is because when I met Tupac Shakur, he did not, it was the spirit of who he was, right? He did not grab me and approach me like I was a woman that he wanted to sleep with. Like, it was a very different encounter. And I've never told this story before, but I'm telling it now. And here's the thing. When I met him, the way that he embraced me and approached me, for a few moments, I thought that he was about to kiss me on my forehead. That was the way he approached me and embraced me. He approached me and embraced me like I was his long lost sister. It was the most unusual encounter that I had ever had with someone that I had met for the first time, right? And so I froze for a moment because I thought, oh my God, Tupac Shakur is about to kiss me on my forehead. And then he gently pulled me next to him and he rested. And if you see the picture, I'm going to post the picture again today. And I'm going to post it on my Facebook page, my Womanpreneur Facebook page, which is my business Facebook page. And he just gently rested his head against my head, right? Like he leaned in for me to lean in so that our foreheads would be touching. But for a few moments, I thought he was about to kiss me on my forehead. And that was just the nature and the spirit of who Tupac Shakur was. That was the nature and the spirit of the man that I met, Tupac Shakur, right? And so it was in that moment for me that I realized, and there was just something that resoluted within my spirit that told me no matter where I was, that I would be safe, right? That no matter where I was, that that the spirit of who my brothers were would show up for me. And it was just a moment where I needed to understand more about the dynamic of the relationship between sons and their mothers, because it, for me, it was an aha moment for me, because he talks about his mother a lot, right? And I said, this has to be the layering, right, of the relationship that was cultivated between him and his mother. And then decades later, I find myself unpacking the research and the lived life of the career of Curtis 50 Cent Jackson, which for me is the realization of the unrealized dream that Tupac Shakur often talked about, right? The ability to open up the door for other people, the ability to create a path and a road for people to cross into the next level of their life. And that is beyond a shadow of a doubt what the career of Curtis 50 Cent Jackson has done, particularly for women, right? And so it further sparked my interest in wanting to understand his perspective on how he interacted and how he seen women, and how that parlayed into his professional life, and how him and both Tupac Shakur had relationships with very strong women who believed, right, in the power of prayer and community and raising young men who had an admiration and a respect for women, obviously, right? Here is the thought that I had this morning, is that Elect Leadership Academy, as we begin to matriculate and cultivate the environment, the learning environment of the Making of a Mogul executive leadership class, is that language is important, linguistics is important. And I want people to understand that at ELA, you don't have to lose so that someone else can win. Like, it's not a matter of you having to wait your turn. That we can all collectively win at the same time. And I want you to get away from people that use words and language like, you ran from a situation, or he ran from a situation, or lose so that you can win later. I want you to understand the cultivation of the environment at ELA. It's not about you having to duplicate the events of someone else's life, but about understanding the blueprint that successful people, specifically Curtis 50 Cent Jackson, has already lived out in front of us, in front of our very eyes, that we have the ability to duplicate the blueprint without trying to replicate the events of his life, right? And that I want you to understand that the language that we use at ELA is about maturity, it's about growth. And that I've been helping people for decades to cultivate the talents and the abilities that have been placed upon their life, right? That have been prayed upon their life by whether it was a church leader, a pastor, a praying grandmother, a praying mother. But the gifts and talent, God-given gifts, talents, and abilities to cultivate you to be a leader within the respective field that you have an innate ability to lead in. And I want you to understand more so than anything today that you don't have to lose in order for somebody else to win. And you don't have to delay your winning so that it can be someone else's season. Is that we all have the ability to win together, not all doing the same thing, but cultivating gifts and talents and abilities, God-given gifts and talents and abilities that have been placed upon us throughout this journey. And so that's my two cents this morning. And I'll see you again. I'll talk with you again. This is behavioral scientist Tanola Oliver, and this is the Making of the Mogul podcast. or making of the mogul radio show, and Where the Dream is Free and the Hustle was sold separately until we see each other again. Live in the Overflow. You have the opportunity to enroll in the class, the Making of the Mogul class, which I unpack very intricate details of the blueprint of the life, professional life of Curtis 50 Cent Jackson that has been lived out right before our eyes, a moment in a time in history that we may never see again. And I want us to be able to capitalize upon it in the best way that we can professionally, and also honoring the legacy of his professional life as well. In addition to, this is the winner's circle, right? Everybody has the ability to win. You can also order the book. I'll place the link to order this literary work. When you enroll in the course, not only do you receive the primary book, but you also receive the workbook that accompanies the primary book, because we will be unpacking the events and the blueprint of Curtis 50 Cent Jackson's professional career in a very intimate environment and in a very intricate way, and to customize it to the specific gifts and talents and abilities that you have, so that the dream that you have hidden in your heart, the Bible says to write the vision and make it plain, so that the dream that you have hidden in your heart, that you have the ability to see it matriculate and come to fruition. And I've been helping people do that for decades, and I am looking forward to connecting with you and helping you to cultivate a successful brand for your life. Until we see each other again, live in the overflow. Peace.